Audio 5. Schönbrunn Palace. The imperial complex of Schönbrunn Palace is one of the most important cultural monuments in Austria due to its high historical importance. Its sumptuous architecture and ornamentation in the style of Versailles were the reason to add it to the list of UNESCO's World Cultural Heritage Sites in 1996. Maria Theresa, Emperor Franz Joseph, Empress Elizabeth, and other monarchs once resided here. The palace has 1,441 rooms, of which 45 can be visited with the audio guide. Throughout history, this simple hunting estate has become one of the most beautiful Baroque gardens in Europe. In the park of Schönbrunn Palace, you will find impressive fountains, statues, monuments, trees, and plants, as well as the spectacular Gloriette, designed by Johann Ferdinand Hetzendorf von Hohenberg. It also has a zoo, which is the oldest in the world, founded in 1752 as an imperial beast house. The palace and its gardens were built starting in 1696, after the siege of Vienna by the Ottoman Empire. Charles VI showed no particular interest in Schönbrunn, but his daughter, Maria Theresa, turned the palace into the summer residence of the Habsburgs, a status it retained until the end of the monarchy in 1918. During Maria Theresa's rule, and from 1743 onwards, major extensions and renovations of the palace were carried out, under the leadership of Nikolaus von Picassy, who had already worked for the imperial family at the Hofburg, the emperor's winter residence. Most of the interior decorations originated in this period and is one of the few existing examples of the so-called Austrian Rococo. In addition to its aesthetic beauty, Schönbrunn Palace is of unquestionable historical importance, as it was the scene of numerous important events. The piano protege, Mozart, played in the Hall of Mirrors when he was 6 years old. Maria Theresa used the round Chinese cabinet to hold secret conferences with Prince and State Chancellor Conants. The Chinese Blue Room was the place where Emperor Charles I signed the end of the monarchy in 1918. We can also mention in this audio guide that the members of the Vienna Congress met in the Great Gallery between 1814 and 1815.